Tuesday night's Kitzur. We're learning some in Kuf Chaf Tes Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Rav the Sif Yud. Nachum Shvol Lushamish Mitoso. The Shtei Leilos to Rosh Hashanah. There's a list of nights when you shouldn't. This is on the list. Which is normally Leil Ono. Achim Leil Tvila Al Yivata Lo Nosa. There's a very singular Chashivas to Leil Tvila all over Shulchan Aruch. This would be one of the manifestations. And even Rosh Hashanah night Al Yivata Lo Nosa. The Yitvul Asatzmo Baboker. Bitumoso. It's proper to daven on Rosh Hashanah, even if you don't always go to the mikveh. If the as a Balkari, but Rosh Hashanah you certainly should. What to do if you have a shayla, should she be moichel, should she be moichel, should you just forget about it, is what's the right thing to do? You have to ask your Rav. You have to ask your Rav. And your Rav has to know you. Sometimes there's different, not sometimes, there's different answers to different people. I got a shayla once, email, not about these and yon, I'm stopped, but a woman wanted to ride a bike, I forgot already what, some question. So I said I can't answer, if I don't know who you are, I can't answer the question. So, easy way out. Some questions you can't answer unless you know. You know the people. Okay, so if, such a question. It comes up. Michael. Someone grabbed it, just asked me a shayla last night. What was the shayla? The shayla was. Leil Tefillah came out. What's today? How could they know? I mean, L'Choyer, it's going to come out the second night. Second night Rosh Hashanah. It's an old story. She's eating. I don't know the people. I got this shayla from a phone call. Yeah. It was a phone call. Someone in a Vayakov. So the fire is going to come out the second night. So she doesn't want because they're eating out. They're invited out. Like, it's not going to work. So she wants to push it off to the Friday nights. She wants to know if she's allowed to push it off. Because you don't do... On the other hand here, it's going to be Yom Tov anyway. You don't push off the Friday night because of all the issues involved.
Don't push off Friday
the tefillah.
Night. No.
You don't... If it's not Bisman, if it doesn't come out Friday night, you don't schedule it for
Friday night. Okay, fine, got it.
Leil Tefillah would be Thursday night. So Rosh Hashanah, she wanted to push it off to Friday night. So she wanted to know if that's nichlal. It was a good question for a woman. If there's anything wrong with pushing it off to Friday night, since it would have been anyway Thursday night. So she said no, but there's something wrong with pushing it off that you have 2 days from the Chafifa. You're making a much longer. I said I don't think that's right. There wasn't someone, I didn't know the person, brother. I could have hid behind, I don't know you. I told her, once you're pushing it off, and everybody, and you want to push it off, and everybody's masking, so push it off 2 nights already. I don't see it. So it's not possible to, with the Chafifa. It's all up in the Evid. Anyway, if you have a shayla, you have to ask, and this is why a Rav has to know the people. Because many times, often enough, an answer depends on knowing the people. Not 50% of the time, not even 40 or 30, but a solid 20% of the time, an answer depends on knowing the people. Okay, Sifir Aleph. That's why you should never be cheshed your rov if he gives a different answer to a different person. And you find out. It might be it was a tailor. Sometimes that happens. You know, not if you forget Yalav Yobo, it's not going to happen. You know? Okay, Yud Be, Yud Aleph. Rosh Hashanah, Kshom Ravina Malkeinu Chotonu Lefanecha, because that's the opening line of Ravina Malkeinu. Ein Lahakos Beger Falechozek, Kmo
B'chol. People do that?
Not sure what that means.
People do that when they...
Yeah, when they say Chotonu Lefanecha. I don't know what it means. It means don't take it seriously. Don't think you're really saying Ravina Malkeinu Chotonu Lefanecha.
Is
there
a explain?
Yeah. No! Yeah, okay. And K'moy B'chol of Yom HaKippur. K'inom en vidu B'Rosh Hashanah, Shu Yom Kippur. They have an aperush that it's a run-on sentence. Avim HaKein HaChotonu B'Fanecha. K'lomor HaBoseinu Chotonu B'Fanecha. That's who we is. Shod the Vodu Zorah. V'anachnu in lono malach ala ota. L'chein avidu malkein osayim onu mach mecha. I don't know, the Mishnah Berurah brings us now. Anybody? Mishnah Berurah brings us now. Some people skip it. It always has an Machzor. Some people skip it. Some people say it low. I don't think I saw this explanation anywhere. I don't even think I saw in the Mishnah Berurah that a different interpretation of the first three lines, two lines. Binu Malkeinu Chotonu Lefanecha. Chotonu meaning our forefathers. That's us. Whatever the hand does, you know. That's one answer. If it's vidui, the minig. To answer your question, though, seriously. If it's a vidui of sorts, then it would be appropriate to go like that. That's the standard way of saying vidui. It's brought down. To be maka al halev, it's not stam, it means that the lev is the cause of avarice.
Do you have to be bent over also?
I do. If it's a vidui of sorts, you should make sure you're standing up and make sure you bend over a little, you know, it's only one sentence. Then for sure, or even every day by Rosh Hashanah, every Tainus. He's saying the interpretation of the first line is that it's a vidui. On Rosh Hashanah, we don't say vidui, so we give the first two lines a different interpretation.
And not every line of
Avinu Malkeinu. No, just this. Avinu Malkeinu Chotonu Lefanecha. We give it a different interpretation, such as that it's not a vidui anymore. B'shasul saw Sefer Torah noigat non nishloish yasrei midos. That's Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. That's we do it on Yom Tov. So we do it on Rosh Hashanah too. K'yesh la'aschol min be'avor Hashem alponav. We don't do that. Yoyma be'avor Hashem alponav ayikra Hashem Hashem. But we don't do that. U'v'shabbos not this year. Yes, we come here. No, we will give them this. The Lord will bless them all. Okay. That's how we mean it too, that on Shabbos we don't say it. All the Yom Tov. I will stop here. Sorry, what do you want to do?
I don't have the list of this one.
I do.